أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ثم لتسألن يومئذ عن النعيم. There is the last ayat of the surah. The surah started that man is unmindful in just accumulating wealth, and that also he is unmindful of. And when he gets this ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala, he is unmindful of making shukr to Allah Ta'ala also. And Allah Ta'ala says in this ayat, ثُمَّ لَتُسْأَلُنَّ يَوْمَئِذٍ عَنِ النَّعِيمِ. پھر پوچھیں گے تم سے اس دن آرام کی حقیقت. On the day of Qiyamah, a person will be questioned of all the ni'mats which Allah Ta'ala had given him. Each and every ni'mat that he has got, he will be questioned in detail, what right did he fulfill about it. And these are those ni'mats which are halal, which a person has got. And if a person has got haram, there won't be question. In haram, there is azab. In halal, there is hisab. We will have to account for what is halal and what is haram. There will be azab in that. So all the halal ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala, which Allah has given us, what rights have we fulfilled of those ni'mats? And how much have we recognized the greatness of Allah, how He gives us each and every ni'mat? And what shukr have we made ada of those ni'mats? And how much do we fear when we disobey Allah Ta'ala so much that if Allah has to take away any one of His ni'mats, what will be our condition? The ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala are manifest. We have to reflect upon them also. There are so many upon us. If we just think of our own body, our eyes, we didn't make it, our parents didn't make it. Nobody can make it, no optician. Allah gave us free two eyes to see. Whether he's the richest man in the world, whether he's a poor man living in a village somewhere, Allah has given us all the two eyes. And what a ni'mat of the eyes. If a person just has problem in one eye, and he can still see properly with the other eye, what a great concern for him, for his whole family, for everyone. Allah gave us our brains. If we were mad, what will be our condition? We did not make those brains or anything. How much do we make Allah shukr? 360 joints in the body. One joint we have a problem. Some arthritis, some gout, some anywhere, any one in the back, in the knees. It's a major thing in our lives. And we forget all the other ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala. The whole body. One small thing goes wrong, then we are so concerned about it. Then outside our body, the oxygen which we are breathing in, which we don't even think about. All these are great ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala. This ground that we are sitting on now, and it's not shaking or anything, we are sitting comfortably. What a great ni'mat. Our condition at the moment, we haven't got worry about anything. If any one of us, Allah protect us all, if there was a fire, we get news there's a fire at home. Or there is a crime at home. If our phone has to ring or something and we get that, yeah, Allah has kept us comfortable. We are listening about the Quran Sharif, the Kalam of Allah. What a great ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. But what shukr do we make of this? The food that we eat, what ni'mats in one morsel of food. There is bread, there is roti in there, there is meat in there, there is some vegetable in there, there are masalas from there. The bread, what things are in the bread, from where they came. To bake it, what machinery was used. To make that machinery, what other machinery was used. And then the meat from where it has come, whether it's mutton, whether it's chicken, different vegetables, masalas from all the different places of the world. We are enjoying all these ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala, untold ni'mats, which Allah says, وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. That if all of you have to get together from Adam alayhi salatu wasalam's time right till the end of time, the most learned and knowledgeable people, all types of people, you try and count one ni'mat of Allah, and one is not counted, one is one. If you count something, there are 2, 3, 10, 50, 100. But one ni'mat also, Allah says, all of you together cannot enumerate the benefits and the ni'mats of Allah in that one ni'mat. And on the day of Qiyamah, we will be questioned about each and every ni'mat also. If halal ni'mats, we did everything correct, we are going to be questioned about that. On one occasion, Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam came out of his house. He found at an odd time when people are not out of their houses. He found Hazrat Abu Bakr and Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma also sitting there like on the road. He asked them, what has made you people come out at this time that you are sitting here? They said, by Allah, we send you with the truth. Nothing has brought us out of the houses but hunger. That we are terribly hungry, there is nothing for us to eat in the house. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, by Allah, I also have come out just because of hunger. I've got no food and my hunger has forced me that perhaps we will find something. So they went to one Ansari, most probably Hazrat Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu ta'ala anhu's house. His wife saw them and she said, what a blessed day for us that three great, great guests have come to us. And she said that my husband is just gone to fetch cold water, fresh, sweet water. And then he also just returned. And when he saw what great guests Allah has sent to them, he immediately slaughtered a kid, the baby of a goat. Nice small little lamb he slaughtered. And he roasted it and he put some khajur and everything. They ate to their full. They drank the sweet cold water. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam turned to Hazrat Abu Bakr and Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma and said to them, you will be questioned about this on the day of Qiyamah. They said, Oh Allah's Rasul, when we were so hungry and we got. He said, yes, you will be questioned about this ni'mat. What rights have you now fulfilled of it? We eat so much, we go and sleep away. We eat so much, or we go and commit gunas. We go and watch TV. We are unmindful of the commands of Allah. Allah gives us a good sleep at night, our fajr is also gone. Allah gives us our rozi, instead of making shukr, making our asr, maghrib, we are engaged in all other pursuits. So we will be questioned about each and every ni'mat of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, and this also should be a thing of great concern to us. And as the beginning of the surah says, we want to accumulate wealth. What shukr are we making ada? Are we giving our zakat properly? Are we giving lillah? Are we seeing to the poor, the needy in our wealth? It hasn't just been, we are just custodians. It is amanat in our hands. The rights of other people, the deen of Allah, all have got rights in that wealth of ours. How much are we fulfilling it? And also that our family, that Allah has given us family, what a great ni'mat. There are people today who are one out. They don't know who is my father, where is my mother, where are my sisters, especially the refugees, etc. When the little children are taken away and given away for adoption, etc., later in life they don't know anything, that who is my father, who is my mother, who are my brothers, sisters, nothing whatsoever. We are sitting in a very comfortable zone. We got our families, we got everyone. So all these are great ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala, which we have to fulfill the rights of. And perhaps we hardly fulfill to a point not how many knots that we don't fulfill the rights of Allah. But anyway, Allah has said, and with stress. In this word, the lam is also of stress. Then there is dun with tashdeed, that is also of stress. It is the kalam of Allah. It is in the Quran Sharif that definitely you are going to be questioned of all these ni'mats of which Allah gave you. What rights did you fulfill of these ni'mats? May Allah give us all tawfiq to make shukr of Allah, to appreciate the greatness of Allah and the kindness of Allah, and take little time out and think of each and every ni'mat. When we go to bed, this bed Allah gave me, I'm comfortable. It's hot, I've got an aircon, or I've got a fan or something. It's cold, I've got a heater. What blankets I've got. And there are so many people who are sleeping perhaps in the felt without anything, not even their proper clothes, forget a blanket and a bed or anything. What ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala upon us? These are very important things that we reflect upon and make shukr to Allah Ta'ala for these. these ni'mats. And of course, the other ni'mats of Iman, Islam. Allah brought us here for Fajr. We are believers in this time when Iman has become a very scarce commodity. We are still believing in the oneness of Allah. What great ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala. May Allah give us tawfiq to make Qadr. And that brings us to the end of Surah Al-Hakum Al-Takathur. And we make shukr to Allah for that. And the real shukr is not just by words, but that this comes into us, and Allah gives us tawfiq to live a life of shukr to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Wa akhiru da'wana.